Hey, oh, hey. Wait, hold on.
Hold up. Let me try to get this thing together.
Okay, we're here. Good morning, Rad Fam. Yes, I said this morning. I said good morning because it is morning and it's 7:46 a.m. and I'm in my closet coming to you from the Onyinye abode and I'm saying good morning to you. And I know you're thinking, wow, the girl is on a roll. Last night she dropped a random number. Now she's back with something again. Yes, I am back because you know how sometimes you get like a light bulb idea and it just sparks in your mind and you can't really like, you try to shake it away, but you can't really shake it away. It's just hanging. It's just hanging around you and you're like, you know what? I need to let this light shine. I need to run with this idea. That is what is going on with me right now. Okay. Welcome into the podcast. Grab your warm beverage. Grab your food. Pay attention and listen because I've got something good and I have what I'm talking about today, what I'm ranting about today is something very very sensitive. Especially for Christians or church people. It's something that has only started just like people have only started like being open to talk about. And I guess it's just the way that there is a shift in church culture where people are beginning to learn to be more open and to be more transparent. And now people are beginning to speak up about these things. If I were to title this episode, I will title it Church Hurts and Broken Saints. Why will I give it this title? Well, because people, in as much as the church is somewhere that people go to the church is symbolized as a place of safety, you know, people want to meet to grow their spirituality, to have made a community of believers, to be strengthened, to make their way right. This is a symbol of people sometimes equate church as a symbol of the Christian faith. But the sad part of it, and dare I say the most unfortunate part of it, is that the church is also a place where people get hurt a lot. It's in the church that people experience things and say, you know what, if this is how people that call themselves Christians are going to behave, if this is how people that call themselves Christians are going to treat me, then I don't want to have anything to do with their God. Yeah, the church has been a place where people find the most joy and where people find the most hurt too. And I know, like, if you're listening to me and you have experienced church hurt in any way, like, on behalf of all the saints all over the world, like, I want to say sorry, because it's painful to be somewhere where you feel like you can trust a group of people and you can be vulnerable with people and then people would take it away from you and just like rip your heart out. It hurts and it's painful and I just want to say sorry. I just want to say sorry. But the thing about it is that the church is not a perfect place, you know. Our churches are not perfect. You know how, like, when you go to the hospital, right? You don't go to the hospital expecting to find well people, right? You go to the hospital expecting to see people that need healing, you know. People that are sick. People that are facing so much, like, the level, some were experiencing terminal sicknesses, or some I experienced at close to death. It's like the hospital is not a place for well people, and that's why people go to the hospital in the first place, right? And this could be likened to the church, because when Jesus, in Luke, when he got into the synagogue and he prophesied the words of Isaiah, he said, he came for the sight to receive, the blind to receive the sight, and the lame to work. You know, he came for sick people, he came for broken people, he didn't come for perfect people. And so that's really how the church is. The church, or churches, are just, I feel, with people that are in need. And this is a different kind of sickness, where it's like you get healed one time and then you're discharged. This is a continuous everyday process, because the Bible also says that we every day we are like, salvation is a process. It's not a one-time thing. Like, it's a process, and we're only going to be perfect when we finally meet God, you know. So growing up in church, growing up in church and being around that kind of environment, I always felt like there was a certain level of expectation that came with being a Christian and came with being a church girl. You had to walk a certain way, you had to talk a certain way. And I noticed that it wasn't just me, it was also the people around me, you know, the people I went to Sunday school with, my Sunday school teachers, the pastors, the deacons, the elders, everybody had this certain air of, would I say sanctity or holiness or righteousness. It's almost like it's something that we wore to church, like we wore our best Sunday clothes. But I also would also hear rumors of people that after they came to church looking all fine and holy and stuff, they will go out and their stories on the streets are so dirty. And then we'll always wonder and say things like, ah, but this person calls himself a Christian, this person calls herself a Christian, and look at the things that this person is doing. Like, I could never really understand why those types of things happen until I started growing up, and I started realizing that honestly, the church is just filled with broken people, right? We're all broken people. We're all messed up in a way, you know. We're not perfect, right? And people can say, secularly, people will say things like, oh, Christians are hypocrites. Christians say one thing and then they do the other thing. The truth about it is that we're broken people, and it just manifests as hypocrisy, you know. It's like we want to portray a certain level of, like, holiness, but we also don't accept within ourselves that, like, we're not complete. The work of salvation is still a process, and then we're still prone to doing things that will hurt people. We're still prone to doing very bad things, and because we're not accepting that brokenness, that's why it comes up as hypocrisy. That's why you see someone say, oh, that pastor, he preaches, but then he's cheating on someone. Like, it's just a manifestation of our brokenness, you know. Like, I've heard people talk about how, like, they went to church and the very person that was supposed to guide them spiritually was the person that broke their heart, you know? The person that they looked up to in church was the person that, like, hurt them, you know, got into, like, probably, like, a physical relationship with them and, like, abandoned them. Or I've heard people say, like, how they felt really betrayed, like, people stabbed them in the back in the church. And one thing I've learned, and I'm learning as I'm getting older, is that hurt people hurt other people, right? People will hurt you sometimes, not because of anything you've done to them, right? Not because of anything you do, but people were hurt from a manifestation of their own hurt. You know, it's like, if you're blind, you can't see the way. You know, you can't see the way. You just do dumb stuff. And that's how it is. Like, people, when you experience hurt sometimes, people are manifesting from their own point of hurt. They're not seeing that their hurt is blinding them to hurt other people. You know? So, wait. I know it's like, and people expect that when they come to church, everything should be good. Everything should be perfect. You know, they come and meet this whitewashed people. But the thing about it is that the same group of people that you meet in church are probably about the same people that are outside the church. The only difference between people in church and people outside in church is that people in church are shouting holy hallelujah. It's like, the only difference is that we're still pretty much the same. And I think the reason why people feel hurt when they come to church and they realize that we're all still the same and we're all still messed up is because there's a certain level of expectation that comes with being a Christian or comes with being a child of God. But I feel like we should start coming to the place where we have to start learning to show ourselves. First of all, show yourself grace to realize that you're not perfect. You're a work in progress, right? And because of that, you'll be prone to do some stupid, hurtful, hateful things, you know? You will find the most hateful things done, but not because people do it intentional, but because people are just operating from a sense of brokenness that they're not even aware about. And it's something that I'm learning to come to terms with, because I've also experienced like some level of betrayal from people, you know, church people that I expected that, okay, you got my back, I got your back, because we're in this together, right? But I turned around and I realized that, nah, man, they're not in this with me, you know? And it's these types of things that make people say, oh, I'm leaving the church. Like, people that say, like, I don't want to have anything to do with God, you know? And the thing about it is that if anything that you have to do with people, it would be a problem. There will be a problem because human existence is messed up. Like, we can all wait to go to heaven and wait on a long queue to ask Adam and Eve and be like, you guys had one job. Everything could have been perfect, right? We could have been perfect. But unfortunately, that's not the situation. Even Jesus said in Luke, he said, let me read it from TPT. He said, betrayals are inevitable, right? But great devastation will come to the one guilty of betraying others. So it's like, it's inevitable to face hurt, to meet people and experience hurt, right? But the thing about it is that, like, we have to learn to come to a place where we show more grace to ourselves, right? Let us just show more grace and just realize that, look, people will hurt me sometimes, but at the end of the day, what am I here for? I'm finding so much peace from that, man. Knowing that at the end of the day, people are going to hurt me. People are going to betray me. But how will I respond? You know? Like, how will I respond to their hurt? How will I respond to what they do? Because at the end of the day, that's what matters the most. My response to it. You know? I know, like, recently, especially pastors, most especially, some of them get upon the hot fire. I didn't want to talk about this, but there's a pastor, very popular pastor in America, that is coming under hot fire now because there was a scandal. He cheated on his wife with someone else that was outside of the church and someone that was also of a different faith. And you can probably Google this person and you'll find him. But this man, he's like well respected amongst people. He has a huge, big church. And now he's under fire and he has even had to resign from his church. And honestly, when I saw the message, the first thing that came to my heart was broken for this man. I was like, God, just give him the grace to go through this season because it's going to be the hardest season of his life, you know, because people are going to say things. People are going to tear him apart just because he has the title of a pastor to his name. But people forget that he is just a human. And he is a broken person and he has his flaws and he has his imperfection. And sometimes our brokenness, we get the better of us. Look, it is not by our, it's not of he that will it. It's not of he that run it, but it's of he that showeth mercy, yo. Like, we can't do this on our own. Our righteousness, we don't attain it by ourselves. Our perfection is completed in him, you know. So when we start looking at people, or when we start looking within ourselves, you know, to be holy, to be righteous, we fail because we don't have it in of ourselves. Our righteousness is of God. We are the righteousness of God, you know. Our perfection comes in him. There's this verse that I've been constantly like reading now. It says, "Let the Lord will perfect all that concerns me." And I realized that all this while, I've just been chasing this treadmill of perfection. And every single time I realize that I can't do this on my own. I can't run this race by myself. I crash. I had to come to the realization that, look, in of myself, I will always mess up. I will always do dumb stuff. But I don't have that power to come to perfection. It's not of myself. It's of God. He is the one that perfects the work. He is the one that completes it. You know? And I think we also get into trouble when we look at people, when we idolize people like us, when we idolize Christians. Of course, like being a church girl, I know that like you have to respect authority and you have to respect anointing because there are different levels of anointing. But also know, right, that this race is called Christian. It's called Christ. The person that is Christ. You're not chasing man. You're not chasing yourself. You're chasing God. The Bible says, look up to God, the author and finisher of your faith. Like, we're not chasing people. So, of course, we'll be heartbroken. Of course, we'll be let down when we realize that the people that we held in high esteem, they're not what we thought we were. I was reading my quiet time today, and it's Psalm 121. I will look up my eyes to the hills, where come to my help. My help comes from the Lord. And the thing that dropped in my heart, in my spirit, is when I realized that this dude, these people were in like bondage, right? And usually they would always look to the mountains because that's where the temple is, right? The Israelites would look to the mountain. That's where the temple is. And the temple, the church, the temple of Jerusalem, Solomon's church, whatever that was built, was signified as a place where they thought God was, right? It was the Old Testament, so they had not come to the realization yet that the Spirit of God can dwell inside of you, or the presence of God can dwell inside of you. So they thought that the temple was a place where God was, right? They idolized the temple, not God, right? But that psalmist came to the realization that even if I look to the mountains, towards the direction of the temple, the church of God, like, my help doesn't come from that. My help comes from God, creator of heaven and earth. And it dropped in my spirit that stop looking at the creation and start fixing your eyes on the creator. And I noticed that every single time I take my eyes away from God, and I fix it on man to fill me up, fix it on man to validate me, fix it on man or people to approve me, you know. And this, when I start basing my Christian faith on people, that is when I start to fall, because I begin to see their imperfections. I begin to see their brokenness, and I'm like, wow, you've been like this all the time, right? But when I fix my eyes on God, that is where my help truly comes from, you know? And so, like, that's just what it is, man. It's like, it hurts. Truly, it does. But the thing about it is that that's just what the situation is. And I think part of it is also our fault, because we always try to create this facade that we're perfect, right? But we're not. We need to get to a place of transparency, and a place that we have to start showing grace to each other and realize that, look, we're all messed up, right? We're all messed up. And nothing is greener on the other side, to be honest. It might seem like a church is better. A church, you might seem like, oh, someone's church looks better, or someone's, look, it's not. It's the same different breed of broken people. I know this just happened to me recently. Like, I used to look at another church, I'm like, yo, man, these people have, I would do that all the time. I look at other churches, I'm like, yo, man, these people, I have some really dope people in the churches and stuff. And then I get closer, I'm like, that man. I think I prefer my own kind of crazy, you know? So yeah, I don't know if this kind, and like I said, to the people that I've heard, like, I know, like, this is a very simplistic way of addressing. But honestly, I'm not here to address. I'm not here to pacify. I'm just here to rant about the things that I notice and I observe, you know. And this is what I've come to the conclusion to. The conclusion. They were broken saints, man. And we will hurt people. And we'll do hurtful things. And people will hurt you. People will betray you. But we have to learn to start taking our focus away and start fixing it on what it matters the most. And church people, please, let's drop all of this. Let's stop being yeye people. Do you know what it means to be yeye? Like, yeye is a Nigerian slang. Like, you're anyhow. Let's stop being anyhow. Let's start being real, man. Let's start getting to the nitty-gritty. Let's be like, you know what? This is who I am, right? But this is not how I have to remain, because I'm continually being transformed in God. I know it's been, even for me personally, it's been hard. Like, I know I used to think that with my family, I had to portray myself a certain way. Like, when I go outside, I have to have, like, this, protect, like, a certain image of myself, right? But I realized a few days ago that there's no such thing as a perfect image. Because inside, I know what goes down. And God knows what goes down inside of my heart. So what is the need? What's the point of trying to portray this facade of humility or of holiness or of righteousness, when I know that sometimes inside, the things that go inside, I don't even want to talk to anybody. So I've started trying to be real. I started trying to realize that, you know what? I mess up, you know. I will probably finish, like, singing in church, and I'll go outside and I and my younger brother will get into an argument, you know. Like, I do these things, but at the end of the day, I'm not defined by that. I'm defined by who I am constantly becoming every single day in Christ. So let's get real, let's get transparent, let's just lay it all on the ground, man. The mask is off. We know ourselves. We see these things happen. There's no need to try to wear a mask anymore. Maybe if we start to take off our mask and just put all the cards on the deck, you know, just let everything down, maybe we can finally come to a place of healing. Y'all, That's my rant for this morning. I'll see y'all later. Stay blessed.